legacy? How would you like to be remembered?
Well, that I never did really forget where I came from. Don Bolden, when Bolden got elected president pro tempore of the state senate, when I was in my first term there, he said to us in the Democratic caucus, "I'll never forget you, and I'll never let you down." And that's what I said when I made my victory speech at Biltmore in Oklahoma City, and I don't think I did.
And that's the way you'd like to be remembered?
Yeah.
Real quick, prognostication in 2012, the race between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
I like Obama. I know him personally. I've seen him to talk to six or seven times. He is the smartest president I've ever had anything to do with. Bill Clinton is close, and maybe the same. But Obama's much more disciplined. It's easier for him to make a decision, and he sticks with it when he makes one. He's got guts. And he is as well motivated to do the right thing as nearly anybody I ever came in contact with.
You think he'll win this election?
I think he'll win, yes. And he certainly ought to. He is sort of withdrawn and cool. He's not a Bill Clinton kind of guy. God knows he'd take over the world if he had Clinton's ability to deal with people person to person. And that's caused him some trouble, I think, Obama, that is cool and detached. But his other qualities greatly outweigh that, I think.
Well, I want to thank you for this time we've talked. Very kind of you to allow me into your house and do this for the sake of history. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much. For, as Margaret says, allowing me to talk about my favorite subject. These long answers reminds me of a thing Bob Curtis says. This is like the fellow who brought the book back to the Library of Congress and said, "Hell, I didn't want to know that much about penguins."